At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the AI Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Jane Schaefer. Today on the show, we're going to be covering the top 10 AI news stories of the week in rapid fire. Before we get into that, if you want to try using AI to build a tool for you, you can go to AIbox.ai, my own startup, describe the tool you're imagining, and have our AI build it out. We'll connect all of the different AI models together, fill in the prompts, build the UI, and make something incredible for you. If you want to check it out, there's a link in the description to AIbox.ai. Mark Zuckerberg might have just created the one thing that could kill smartphones. At Meta Connect, he showed the new Meta Ray-Ban display. These are smart glasses with built-in screens and an AI assistant and a neural band wristband that lets you text by thinking about writing. So you don't need a phone, you don't need a voice, just your brain and your hand signals, which is fascinating. Zuckerberg claims that he's getting 30 words a minute with it, and basically that's as fast as typing on the iPhone. So this means that these glasses aren't just about checking Instagram for directions. They could actually replace your phone entirely. Entirely, some say. Meta has already burned $70 billion, you know, chasing this futuristic hardware. They've had flops like the metaverse. But these glasses, I think these will actually work. And they let you message in silence. You can scroll through social media apps, and you can even get live translation from your lenses. The big bet is that if Meta can make smart glasses feel natural, the phone in your pocket is going to become as outdated as the Nokia brick, or so they say. But I think Meta isn't just selling glasses. Zuckerberg is really trying to kill the smartphone altogether. YouTube just announced a whole bunch of new AI things for creators, including making deepfakes and auto-dubbing your videos in different languages. I'll break them all down in 60 seconds. One of the biggest things that people are excited about, you can A-B test with AI different titles and thumbnails for all of your different videos. There's a chatbot inside that you can chat with, and it will tell you what your audience is resonating with. And apparently, users are spending 75% of their time right now on dubbed versions instead of the original, right? AI that actually clones your voice, dubs it over, and does it in other languages. So what that means is that the next viral video from a creator might be in a language that they don't actually speak. You also have the ability to track down your likeness and image if anyone has stolen it and nuke those videos across YouTube, which is really, really powerful. And the bottom line is you can protect your likeness. You should definitely be testing your packaging. And you can also do collaborations where I post a video and it's tagged on 5 different channels and I'm the one that posts it, so I get the revenue from it. A lot of updates, a lot of interesting AI stuff. I'll keep you up to date. Google Gemini just did what many people thought was literally impossible. They knocked ChatGPT from the number one spot in the iOS App Store. And the reason is basically because they have their Nano Banano image generator. And since it launched last month, Gemini downloads have exploded. They've had 12.6 million in September, which is up from 8.7 in August, 8.7 million. And that is a 45% month-over-month increase. They've also made $1.6 million in iOS revenue in August, which is up over 1,200% since January. And basically with this new Nano Banana, people are generating ultra-realistic edits, retro portraits. They're even making viral AI selfies. And in just weeks, users have already shared over 500 million images. Here's the kicker, though. Gemini isn't just beating ChatGPT in the US. It's now a top 5 iPhone app in 108 countries. The bottom line is that AI apps aren't just tools anymore. They're becoming sort of this cultural phenomenon. And if you can get into this viral network effect, you definitely can win. Vibe coding is making senior developers cry. Literally, one veteran developer spent 30 minutes sobbing after realizing that her AI-generated code was so broken she had to restart her entire project from scratch. AI code isn't just replacing programmers. It's basically turning them into babysitters, constantly debugging hallucinations, fixing security gaps, and cleaning up spaghetti code that looks right until it explodes. A Fastly survey says that 95% of developers spend extra hours fixing AI code, and some companies have even created a new role, which is called Vibe Coding Cleanup Specialist. Still, most engineers admit that this pain is definitely worth it. Senior developers are twice as likely as juniors to ship AI-written code because it speeds up prototypes, scaffolding, and boilerplate. The bottom line is that vibe coding isn't just for interns. It's more like a stubborn teenager who sometimes nails it, sometimes burns the house down. And in this new normal, developers aren't just coding anymore. They're consultants to machines. Google and PayPal just teamed up, and it could change how you shop forever. So here's the play. PayPal is plugging its global system payments straight into Google AI. What's the goal? Agentic commerce. So shopping done by agents on your behalf. Instead of you clicking buy, your agent could compare prices, auto checkout, and then it's going to handle all of the payments behind the scenes. Google brings the AI tech, and PayPal brings the payment rails, identity, and kind of personalization. Together, they're building a system where AI doesn't just recommend products, it actually spends your money for you. On top of that, PayPal branded checkout, it's called Hyperwallet, and payouts, they're being hardwired into Google's biggest products, clouds, ads, and Play. And they're pushing a new agent payment protocol, which is already backed by 60 banks and merchants, to make AI-driven purchases an industry standard. So this isn't just about faster checkout. I think it's the foundation for a world where AI agents are your personal shoppers or your financial advisors or your bill payers. Google and PayPal aren't building a payment system. They're building an entire operating system of AI commerce. OpenAI just admitted something absolutely wild. Their AI models don't just hallucinate, they lie on purpose. There's a new research that came with Apollo, and OpenAI basically revealed that some of their AI system practices, they call them scheming. Basically, they're acting helpful on the surface, but they're secretly trying to chase their own hidden goals. So you could think of a stockbroker breaking the rules to make more money, but in this case, it's your chatbot. So something sometimes it's pretty petty. It's gonna, you know, you can say it's finishing a task when it didn't. But here's the scary part. If a model knows it's being tested, it can pretend not to be scheming just to pass the test. So that means that training it could actually make it better at hiding the deception. OpenAI says that this new method called deliberate alignment reduces scheming by forcing models to basically review anti-lying rules before they're doing anything. But there's still the fact, which is that multiple AI models have already shown they can intentionally mislead humans. Your email app never made, you know, up fake messages. Your bank app never invented transactions. But your AI assistant, it already might be lying to you. Google just made AI assistants as shareable as Google Docs. It's a new feature called Gems. These are custom Gemini-powered AIs you can build for anything, kind of like GPTs. You could build a workout coach, you could build a travel planner, a coding buddy, even a family meal planner. Up until now, these were locked inside of your account, but starting today, you can actually send these quote-unquote gems to your friends with a link. So that means that no longer is there going to be 10 coworkers each making their own, you know, meeting note taker bot. One person can build it and everyone can share it, similar to what I'm doing with AI Box and our app builder there. Here is the bigger picture though. Gemini is starting to share these AI assistants, and they believe that there's going to be a network effects. The more people that are swapping and mixing gems, the faster Google builds an ecosystem of these AI tools. So what started as a paid Gemini feature is now global. It's available to everyone in 150 countries. And Google isn't just letting you build AI assistants. They're turning AI into a social platform, which is going to be fascinating to see how this actually rolls out and how people share these. Fortune 500 companies have paid millions for really slow research. And there's a new AI startup that says they can do it faster and cheaper. It's called Kepler. And instead of surveys or human interviews, it uses voice AI to run customer interviews. So the AI doesn't just ask basic questions. It's probing, it's pushing, it's digging in. And it's also really convincing. And participants sometimes forget they're actually talking to a bot, even calling it by name. So companies like Clorox and Intercom have already been spending up studies with them. They connect Kepler to their CRMs, and they're getting back a really polished report. This is not super expensive. It's not the big McKinsey pricing firms, and it's backed by Kleiner Perkins. So Kepler just raised $3.4 million to kill off old school research firms, and they're not alone. Competitors like Outset and Listen Labs are also pulling in tens of millions of dollars. But here's the bigger picture. If AI voices can already replace expensive consultants, how long before they replace entire industries built on quote-unquote human insight? Donald Trump just hosted a state banquet in the UK, and the guest list looked more like a Silicon Valley boardroom than a royal dinner. They had Windsor Castle, and there was Tim Cook, Sam Altman, Jensen Huang, Satya Nadella, Ruth Porterat, Mark Benioff, basically the Avengers of big tech. And of course, Elon Musk was missing with the riff. But this isn't just for show. The next day, the US and the UK, they signed a tech prosperity deal. This is a partnership which focuses on nuclear, AI, and quantum. And right next to it, American firms pledged a £31 billion, which is about $42 billion, to build AI infrastructure in the UK. So I think this is a big shift. Past state dinners leaned Hollywood, and this one is wall-to-wall tech. Because in Trump's second term, the power brokers aren't acting managers, they're AI CEOs. So from government, the AI tools to design health ecosystems, big tech isn't just shaping business anymore. It's really rewriting geopolitics, which is fascinating to watch it play out. NVIDIA just officially got banned from China, and not by the US. This time, it's actually by China itself. Beijing's internet regulator has officially blocked Chinese tech giants like ByteDance and Alibaba from buying NVIDIA's AI chips, including the RTX Pro 6000D. This is a server that NVIDIA specifically built for China. And the context is that NVIDIA already warned that it could lose $8 billion in revenue after earlier restrictions, and now China is closing the door completely. Here's the twist, though. Huawei and Alibaba do make their own chips, but NVIDIA's are still considered the gold standard for advanced AI. So cutting them off could really slow down China's AI race or force them to double down on domestic alternatives. The CEO of NVIDIA said, quote, "We can only be in service of a market if the country wants us to be there. But let's be real, China just slammed the door on the world's top AI chipmaker, and that leaves a $7 trillion AI arms race wide open for disruption." Thank you so much for tuning into the AI Chat podcast. If you prefer episodes that are a deep dive on one particular topic or interviews, we also have lots of that content on the show. So just feel free to take whatever you prefer from the show. Make sure to go check out AIbox.ai. If you want to get access to the top 40 different AI models all in one place without having to pay subscriptions to all of the different platforms for $20 a month, you can go check out AIbox.ai. We have an amazing AI model playground that people love. We'd love to have you as part of it. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.